This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, wait, I'm making a point. So this camera is not an accident. You're claiming that.
It's not an accident, no.
Thank you very much. Your eye, one of them, is more, a lot more sophisticated than this camera. Do you know? No, I'm not. That's the camera. Your eye is a camera.
This is more basic,
so
you're more complex.
Yeah, this is a lot basic than your eye.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're claiming that this is not an accident, but the eye, your eye, which has a far powerful focus than this camera, yeah, is an accident. Good. This is the point.
That's not the point.
No, this is the point.
What about socks?
This is the point.
Are you more complex on the socks?
No. Why is his eye? Why is the other glasses too? Why do you have a bad eyesight? Why is the camera?
Can you see? Are you blind? Can you see me? Am I good looking? Go on.
Tell me.
Can you see me? Can you see me?
There is some people that are blind. That doesn't prove it. Look, I'm saying.
Why does it prove it? It does prove something.
Can I say something? Socks. You know my socks. My stinky socks. Yeah. Does it have a purpose?
They do stink.
One second. Trust me. He knows. Does it have a purpose?
People made socks too.
I'm not asking you who made it. I'm
something as simple and plain as socks.
I'm saying my socks. Does it have a purpose?
Yes.
Would you, if you ever walked in a desert and you saw it on the floor, would you ever in a million years think this came by chance?
Well, I have a better. Okay. No, you finish.
Well, it has come by chance because someone just dropped a pair of socks.
Made.
Was it put together by someone or is it?
If the wind blew, the
sand came up, and it rained, and the sock came. Lo and behold, there you have a sock.
Okay, take this hat, right?
No, I'm going to put my socks. Forget the hat. That is a bit more complex. It had a bit more thing. I'm talking about my stinky socks. If you see socks in a desert, would you ever think it came there, it was made by chance?
No.
Okay, one second. Is the socks more complex for the universe?
Don't laugh at him.
Seriously.
Are you on the wind up?
This is really sad. Are you seriously thinking
the
about
sock,
this?
The sock has a purpose, right?
No.
If you take all of space.
And the sun doesn't.
But I'm saying this.
And the sun doesn't.
The sun does, but 99% of space. Okay, human beings is here.
Humans exist.
My brother.
I'm saying, is the sock more complex than the universe?
The universe, I don't know, it depends.
Wait, Ali, look at my socks and the universe, man.
The universe is bigger.
No, I'm saying,
and
is
it has
socks,
more variety.
Look, is socks more complex?
Or the solar system.
Which one is more complex, the solar system or my socks?
Be honest. Have some honesty.
Look, have some sense of honesty.
Right. Which one has more order? Imagine question. Which one has more order?
Really?
I'm asking you, which one has more order? Which one was created by man?
The universe has more order.
Which one is designed?
No, why is it designed?
Imran, look,
are you here to learn or are you here to just reject whatever you say?
Let's say I agree with you.
Okay. The universe is a billion times more complex than my socks. And I said to you, would you believe my socks came by chance? You said never. If the universe is more complex than my socks, how do you say the universe came by chance?
The universe is not designed. It's random.
Let me repeat again.
Prove it. He made a claim. Hold on a second. He made a claim. It is not designed.
Okay.
Before we move on to that question, I have another question.
You can.
Another example I want to give. A bit more relevant example. If you saw this piece of cloth in the desert, cut. Yeah. You picked it up. It's got a pattern, right? Would you think it's accidental?
No.
Oh, okay, wait. A peacock, its tail. Have you seen the peacock's tail?
Yeah.
Okay, if you saw a peacock feather, okay, would you say it's accidental?
Yes.
Wow.
Amazing. Okay. Amazing. Now, explain.
Why?
No, explain.
Why? You ask why?
Okay, why? Both have patterns. Both have patterns. Your jacket has a pattern, peacock's tail has a pattern, and it's which is more beautiful? Which one is more beautiful?
Peacock's tail, obviously.
Thank you.
That's made by nature.
Okay, that's made by nature. Nature is blind. Nature is blind, huh?
No.
How did nature come?
Okay, so how did nature? Who's nature? What nature?
We're not talking about evolution.
Tell us the real reason you're rejecting God.
Okay.
No, it's not about anything. Tell us the real reason you're rejecting God. Because it seems it's not about reasoning. That's gone out the window.
No,
exactly.
Imran, you guys are asking me questions. You're not letting me ask
you
a question. You're going to ask me.
I just want to ask you, what is the real reason you're rejecting God? Just be honest with us. Say, look.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
It's not correct.
Is it something personal? Is it something emotional? I don't like God. I don't like the way the world is. There's too much suffering in the world.
I'll give you an example. I'll tell you why.
Tell me why you rejected God.
I tell you the main reason. All right. You know, in the when we live, humans, okay, yeah. We're all living, right? Yes. We're all living in like a universe, right?
Yeah.
It all has to be, everything has to be ordered, okay? It has to be, it's not like there's one thing that you don't take one thing
okay.
and put it above everything else.
Okay.
Everything has to exist in like a harmony, right?
Okay.
Now Muslims and Christians, what they do, they take one thing, God, yeah. and they put it above everything.
Okay.
You understand? So
okay.
they're not okay. humble.
Okay,
right?
Thank
they're
you.
Arrogant.
Imam.
They're arrogant.
Thank you for being
that's
honest.
Very good.
It's an idea which exists in their mind,
okay.
and they try to put that above
Imam.
The actual
okay.
reality.
Imam, then say there is something the Christians and the Muslims did that I did not understand, caused me to reject God. Don't
that's
come and don't come and say to me, my socks, your socks can come by chance, by the universe.
Yeah,
no,
don't
exactly.
try to justify it intellectually.
So, Imran,
because
there is a deeper
when we will reason,
reason
we will...
Reason.
No, it's,
no,
it is, it is,
but
it is.
But
when we use reason, when we use reason, through reason, you cannot possibly reject
you
God.
You cannot, it's impossible.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
My socks came by
you
chance,
cannot.
Look
by the universe.
Because
the
we have arguments,
on Earth.
We have our shows, there is a purpose.
You guys just said, yeah, you're only talking about is that you're saying that you haven't even made the argument that the
yes,
universe.
Yes,
we have.
I gave you my socks. I said to Imran, if my socks was in the desert, would
you let me
would
it
ever come by chance?
You didn't let me respond.
Respond.
You didn't let me respond.
Respond.
Okay, let me respond. Okay.
Respond.
Okay. Let's say you have a random sequence of characters, right? Letters. Okay. Take a random
okay.
sequence,
yeah.
and it's like a million miles long.
Okay.
Right? You just have it like a little piece of paper. Like, it's a million miles long.
Okay.
You're telling me in that whole random sequence, there's not going to be a few words that are going to come up.
No.
If it's long enough. You might, you
okay.
no, you can.
You get,
I have a better example.
You'll have a sentence.
I'll help you.
Somewhere,
okay,
somewhere.
I will help you.
No,
if
wait.
We threw sand in air, would we get the sand castle? Anytime. If we threw sand billion times in the air,
yeah,
a billion times. A trillion times we're throwing sand.
No,
a bucket of sand. Okay, quadrillion, okay,
yeah.
quadrillion
yeah.
or whatever, yeah?
No.
Okay, wait,
no.
wait. No, it's the same example, probability. It's the principle of probability. You throw sand in the air a trillion times. Will you ever get a sandcastle?
Have you seen those caves in Turkey where people live?
No,
they like
answer
that.
My question.
Like,
now
answer my question.
Argument,
no, same thing. What?
Answer my question.
Yes,
If you throw sand,
sand specifically, okay, because of its size, okay. Yeah,
no, forget the size.
Okay,
so
fine.
We'll always just come down.
But will you ever get sandcastle?
No, because of the texture of sand.
Okay.
That's
so
different.
Big Bang is one of the most. Big Bang is one of the most plausible theories among physicists. There was a big bang. There was an explosion. Okay, in the beginning. Okay,
yeah.
That's what astrophysics
said.
Wait. And after the big bang, we have our solar system. Wait, our solar system is more sophisticated than a sandcastle. Would you agree or not? Yes or no?
It's more complex. Yeah.
Thank you. So we can have a billion big bangs. Okay, can we get something like planet Earth? Your eye is within this planet. Your eye, your lungs, your heart, your brain. Yeah, your cognitive ability, intelligence. Another question. Intelligence, the ability to understand, assess, analyze situations, can it come from blind, unintelligent process?
Can I say that again?
Can intelligence come from unintelligence?
And order come from disorder?
Can intelligence
come
from non-intelligence?
Question, right?
Can order
come
from disorder?
Yes, because I just told you.
Yes, evidence.
But I just told you.
Evidence.
If you have a random sequence of letters and it's like a mile long,
okay.
you'll get some sentences.
No.
Such
letters.
As, okay, okay, let's suppose
what?
You get
probability.
Word,
it's just
day.
A claim. Hold on a second. This is not evidence. It's just a claim.
I know.
It's just a claim.
It's
not true.
It's
not true. Give me an example. A real example that works.
You're telling me that if I had of letters that's 1 mile long.
Yeah, I'm telling you that. Yes,
no,
I'm
no,
telling
no.
you that.
Well, no, 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 wait. No,
there's
what you're saying is...
There's not
going to
be one
word. That's not what you're saying.
That's
not what you're saying. What you're saying is if there is a letter, random letters,
yeah,
for 1 mile long, you're not saying there's going to be one word and stuff. You look at the universe, what you're saying is there's going to be Shakespeare.
Yeah.
It's what
yes.
you're saying.
Yes.
That's the probability.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
But
thank
universe,
you.
Yeah.
Very good
universe
point.
Is
if there's 1 billion letters, would you ever get Shakespeare? I'm asking you. Would you ever get a Shakespeare poem?
If you have a long enough thing, then you can. If you have a long
you
enough
you can have a Shakespeare.
If we give up, we give up. My brother, all we can do is make dua for you because you've just reasoning has gone out the window.
But it's true, you will though.
Okay,
you
brother, you're right, we're wrong.
Okay, you're right.
Just go home.
Listen.
When you sleep tonight,
Make dua, think
before you
because sleep. Because we don't mean in a
because if
but
we are right, if we are right,
my brother, we're not
no,
here to,
if we are right,
we're not here to
then there is a big problem.
Look, we're not here to belittle you, yeah? But sincerely, we went from reasoning and logic.
It doesn't matter, but
I gave you my example of the socks. You said he can't come by
you're
chance.
You're saying
we can get
Shakespeare from a random process of
if it's long enough,
words.
Yes.
Long.
No,
well, how long,
long
do you want?
Yeah,
trillion
yeah,
words?
Very long, very extremely long.
Okay.
Long.
Listen,
and then you will get a Shakespeare poem.
Yeah. Ask anyone, any logician.
I don't need to
any
ask
physician.
Anyone because I know that's impossible.
No, it's not impossible.
I know that's impossible.
You will
have
get.
You read Shakespeare?
No, a little bit.
Then how you
have? You'll have everything. If
no,
long enough,
no, you can't have anything, my friend.
Your jacket came by chance, yeah? came by chance.
How did this even prove like that?
Very much. Where did you get your jacket from?
I went from the shop.
Which shop? Which shop?
I don't want to like.
Shops
promote,
don't exist.
I don't want to promote.
Shops don't
exist. Avi living in a blind universe. Avi, no, look at this. Look at the dimensions. Wait, it doesn't start. Wait. Where it starts? Wait. It starts with radiations and light from the sun.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have our solar system and the planet and
the moon.
Wait, let me finish, please.
No.
Let me finish.
Pluto.
Forget it. Forget it, Pluto. I'm coming down in Earth. Slow, one by one. One after another. No. And then we have the wind. We have the stars. We have the clouds. We have our grass and trees. Animals. We have birds. And then we have humans. We have brains. Yeah. We have lungs. We have organs, for example, kidneys. We have our cells. We have molecules. Everything becoming micro. Micro upon micro upon micro. And the smaller we go, the more sophisticated it gets. The cell in our body. Yeah, everything is designed. Everything is there for a purpose. So you're telling me it's not only one accident. You're telling me there are trillions of Shakespeare's. In that process, in that line of words, there are trillions of Shakespeare's.
How big is the universe?
No, how big is the planet Earth? That's the question.
No, it's not.
How big? No.
What, it's incorrect.
Wait.
How big is the
my
universe?
My friend.
How big is
are
the
we
universe?
Discussing the planet Earth or the universe?
How many solar systems are in the universe?
Well, I have no idea.
You think
no. Let's not talk about
is
something.
Countless?
Listen.
You're
looking for any reason to disbelieve.
Reason to
disbelieve, yes.
I personally believe, like, forgive me for my
name. Are we discussing the planet Earth?
I believe something personal happened to you.
No, forget. Are we discussing the planet Earth right now? Yes? Okay. Within the planet Earth.
Why do you constrain it?
I'll tell you why.
A billion planets.
We have a trillion Shakespeare's. Do you agree? We have a trillion Shakespeare's. Trillion miracles, if you want to call them that. Trillion intelligent systems working to serve particular purposes, right or wrong. Trillion accidents. We have over a trillion sandcastles, right or wrong.
Well, for us to exist as we do now, we probably need a certain...
We need cells, we need blood running through our veins, and we only have a certain amount of blood mathematically calculated, the amount of days we remain in our mother's womb calculated, the amount of sperm we need to be reproduced, calculated, okay? Everything calculated.
Are you telling me that humans can't be better than they are now? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not the question.
That's not the question. Animals can be better, humans can be better than they are now.
Listen.
That's a separate question.
We're discussing a question here of whether there is intelligent purpose, okay? When there is intelligence, are you intelligent?
Presumably.
Okay.
Depends how you define it.
Okay. And your intelligence came from a blind, unintelligent process.
Yeah. Yes.
So a stone can produce intelligence.
Not a stone.
Yeah.
Not a stone by itself.
So you're telling me
it's complexity, isn't it?
No. What complexity?
It's order and complexity.
Your ability.
The thing is the way you're thinking. That's the only complex thing. No offense, yeah. But it's crazy. The stuff you're saying.
We can't say that, man.
If you don't want to believe
what you're saying, is absolutely
you're
crazy.
You're just
man.
Making excuses.
It's absolutely crazy.
You know it's crazy. Why is everyone listening to anyway?
Crazy. So you think? So when they're listening, does that mean you're?
But if I was being random, crazy, people would just walk away.
Brother, you're telling me the whole universe came by chance.
Disbelieve. That's what it is.
The evidence we're giving you, you're just saying it's by chance.
Look, I'm not here to come to that.
No, change your own mind, brother.
Change your own mind.
Look, change your own mind. This is what we're saying. Look, the Big Bang, what was before the Big Bang? I'm just going to this is my last argument. If you don't, what was before the Big Bang?
When you were talking about this creation, I wasn't talking about other stuff.
But that's the problem. That's the problem. I'm asking you, okay, what? See?
So many other things about Islam is all you can talk about, yeah?
No.
But if we...
What do you want to talk about?
If we don't believe in the creator, why would we talk about
Islam?
No, talk about the Quran.
Why do you want to talk about the Quran? What do you want to talk about the Quran?
Do you believe it's a perfect book?
Look, see, there you go. Brother, you've come here not to learn. You're here to impose. Yeah. You're not here to learn. You're not here today to come. Look, I have a misconception.
Define perfect. Define perfect.
We'll come to the Quran.
No, but the reason I'm saying this...
What was before the Big Bang?
I don't know.
I'm asking you. The Big Bang happened, yes? Did it come from nothing? Did it create itself or was it created? Can something come from nothing?
I heard Hamza Tours is making this discussion.
Yes, and now I'm making it. Can something come from nothing?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll make it.
But I'm not a physicist, man.
You don't need to be a physicist! Nothing is the absence of something! My brother, nothing!
Final question. Looking at the arguments we have presented, what is more plausible? a God in existence or no God? Looking at all the arguments we have made, and be very honest, what is more plausible? A planner, a designer who made trillions of Shakespeares, or random, blind, uncontrolled, unplanned process?
Random, blind.
Thank you. May Allah bless you.
Thank you. Nice talking.
Hey, so yeah, he has a point. That's all I've been doing.